Welcome to All the Therapies.
We're two clinicians who try out different therapeutic practices
so you can find the right type of healing for you.
I'm Abby Crum.
I'm Mona E. Shaker.
And if you're enjoying this podcast, please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Thanks for joining us. Let's jump in now. Well, season one has come to an end. Abs, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. I have loved doing this and actually seeing that we have 27 episodes. That's so exciting. So loving this process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, me too. I'm curious now that we've had maybe a week for us just to like sit back and not record. Yeah, what stuck out to you over the course of season one?
Yeah, I mean, I think just it was like an overall success. It's really an experiment, right? Mm. You know, to see different forms of therapy. And it's interesting because I feel like it's kind of a patchwork. Like I definitely had a theme that came forward, which was slowing down. And like, so even through all the different therapies, even if I went in with different topics, it was like the thing that emerged through like so many different, which gives me hope in a lot of ways. In that, like, no matter where you go, you'll probably find your theme, you know what I mean? And it might just come through in different ways. So you can see different practitioners and still get where you need to go. I also just heard something that I did in listening to these episodes. I realized sometimes I don't finish my sentences. Like halfway through a sentence, I just abandon. And I'm like, let me start a new one. So that is something I am going to practice doing, is finishing my sentences. So what stuck out to you about our first season?
Yeah, that's so funny you say that because so we listen to every single one of our episodes mm-hmm. after they're edited just for a final stamp of approval. And it's been a humbling experience. I don't know if you've ever listened to your own voice. And there's something so permanent about it. So I think for me, just riffing off of that is just showing up imperfectly. Sometimes I tell myself when I re-listen to it, I'm like, oh no, I wish we edited that out. But I'm like, nope, you're just showing up imperfectly. That's exactly what you said. And we're going to just leave that as is. I realize I say the word like a billion and one times. And how do people even decipher what I'm saying? Is it a generational thing, but like, I feel like I've been saying like.
It's been around. I feel, but not in the like 80s Valley Girl way, but I had to do one of my jobs was doing educational tours at Disneyland.
Yes.
And I literally didn't pass my first round of like being approved to do these tours because I said like too much. The person, the instructor was like tough on it, right? I'm sure I say like all the time as well. I think I just block it out almost. You know, I haven't noticed it with you or me, but I'm sure it's there.
Right. And I mean, all this goes to show that we are our harshest critics. So yeah.
Right.
So yeah, showing up imperfectly has been a really good experience for me, especially it's so permanent, right? Putting your voice and your opinion out there and on record in the world, in a public space, and the world didn't end and everything is fine. Right. So like, I think that was a good experience for me and getting out of my shell and just speaking candidly. Yeah, what you said was so interesting. I think for me, well, one, it's been really cool just trying different types of therapies. Mm-hmm. I think I'm starting to realize that I think healing is a multiple experience. I don't think that we could just isolate just our behaviors. We're just going to modify mm-hmm. our behaviors without talking about what the hell is going on with my body, right? And then I'm also realizing mm-hmm. all the spirituality stuff that came up throughout mm-hmm. season one, right? You know, it's all so connected, the physical, the spiritual, our mental processes, the physical one. So I think, yeah, one of my biggest takeaways was the TMS episode where now if I have a big ache in my neck, I'm like, oh, is that you, TMS? And then like being able to work with like, why is my body aching right now when, you know, really there's nothing else going on here. So yeah, making that connection has been really useful for me.
Yeah, definitely. I think just like strengthening that mind-body connection. And yeah, I just see them as different entry points. I think that's why we're drawn to who we were drawn to on this first season. There was nobody who was like staunch, this is the way, you know, and like nothing else means anything, you know? And there are those people out there, but I think neither of us would be drawn to those people because I think, you know, they're at these big psychotherapy conferences, there's often a panel where they like compare and contrast modalities. And it would annoy me so much because I'm like, you're just talking about the same thing with a different word. You know what I mean? So I don't think we need to do that. Like compare, it's just, they're different entry points. They're different lenses. they're going to be supportive to different people, but that everything is connected in some way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's been positive. And it's just like noticing my mood. I don't know if we're just talking about therapy more often or I'm doing more of the self work, or it's really starting to influence me. Like, I think I feel like a better practitioner, right? I'm like picking up and utilizing things that I've learned in sessions and seeing things from a different perspective. And I just think in my own healing journey has been really like accelerated in this process, which has been tremendous. It's so funny because I'm thinking about like influence, right? Like you and I meet now weekly. I mean, we've been best friends for years, but we don't necessarily chat weekly. And thinking about getting through the pandemic, like I think just us talking to each other has been really helpful for my mental health, and getting really grounded and like talking about real shit, I think has been really positive for me. And it's funny that I think that, because I remember, I think back when I was a kid and whenever I got in trouble, my mom would blame my friends and not me. She'd be like, you're just influenced. Like, you know, like you just have to, like, it's the other people, it's not me. I would be so offended because I'd be like, I made that decision by myself. Like, I'm capable of making like all types of decisions. And now that I'm older, I'm like, well, we are influenced by our environment, right? I'm an individual, but if I'm surrounded by people who like want to understand me and know me, and part of this like learning journey, I think has really accelerated my personal growth.
That's awesome. And it makes me happy to hear, you know, like, right. I think like we influence each other well, which is like why we like to be in each other's lives. And it's just like been so fun to just like have these fun conversations with you. I like listening to them back. You know what I mean? Like there's so many times, I wish we had all of our conversations recorded. I mean, I'm sure everyone feels that way about their best friend. You know what I mean? But it's been so nice to like listen back and be like, good one.
Yes, totally. I know. I still laugh at some of the things.
Yeah, totally.
We say. All right. So this was season one recap. Congrats to both of us. Thanks everyone for listening and tuning in. We have season two coming out soon. Abby, is there anything you're looking forward to?
Yeah. So the reason we're doing this, so this is season one. We kind of like had to come to that organically, which is, I think is something that we learned too. So taking a break, taking some of the advice that we learned over these sessions. And so we're just going to take a short break, but we're coming back early 2022. And if you want to know like when, like follow us on Instagram on all the therapies, because we'll like be updating there and we might find some more ways to connect with everybody. But I am looking forward to in early next season is the mental health checkup. We have that coming. And neuroaffective relational model, NARM. So I know we have some really cool things on the docket. And like, those are ones I'm less familiar with because some of the ones we did this season, I'm a little more familiar with. And so I'm kind of excited to just get plunged in some ones that I really don't know what the model is about.
Yeah, totally. I already started my EMDR. So I'm excited to share and listen to an EMDR practitioner. We have VR therapy coming up soon as well.
That's super exciting.
And Gottman, so couples therapy. So that's in the pipeline. Really looking forward to that and sharing that with everyone here.
Yeah, well, thank you to everyone who's been listening. Oh, it's been so exciting to see comments and see how this is reaching people. And we love doing this, so we're going to keep going with it. And so we will see you in season two.
Awesome. See everyone. Bye.
Okay, bye. Thanks again for joining us.
Check out our show notes to learn more about this episode and to find all the ways to follow us.
And remember, if you're curious, try it.